I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Monday, March 20th. What to know about former President Trump's posts that say he's getting arrested this week? Are they true? And what both political parties are saying about them? And who is looking to arrest Russia's president and why? Also, new developments in the global banking crisis and U.S. threats against TikTok. Plus, more storms on the first day of spring. Major upsets already busting March Madness brackets. And how far does a six-figure salary actually go where you live? Those stories and much more next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Former President Trump says this week he expects to be arrested. And with that, he's calling on his supporters to protest and to, quote, take our nation back. This all goes back to an investigation that's been happening for years now. Investigators have been trying to figure out whether Trump had a role in paying so-called hush money to an adult film actress to keep her quiet about an affair she says she had with the former president. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office has talked about charging Trump with a felony for falsifying business records. But the DA is not saying anything about what charges are on the table now. As for why Trump says he'll be arrested this week, he and his legal team cite what they call illegal leaks to the press, though his team confirms they have not been directly notified about upcoming arrest plans. Trump called the DA corrupt and highly political. Some of Trump's fellow Republicans are backing him up. For example, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said any indictment of the former president would be political and would represent, quote, an outrageous abuse of power. So he's promising a congressional investigation into Manhattan's DA office. But one way in which McCarthy differs from Trump is that he told reporters he does not think people should protest over this, no matter what happens. Democrats called for calm, too, and said Trump's announcement was reckless. Some compared it to the comments he made in the lead up to the Capitol riot. If the former president is really arrested this week, it could mark a historic turn of events. No American president, while in office or afterward, has ever faced criminal charges. And in Trump's case, he says he will keep up his next presidential campaign, even if he is charged with a crime. So, to be continued. There is now an arrest warrant out for Russian President Vladimir Putin. It comes from the International Criminal Court that's been investigating Putin for war crimes. And now ICC judges accuse him of abducting hundreds of children from Ukraine and bringing them to Russia. This is the first time in history the ICC has issued a warrant against a leader of one of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council. But the chances of Putin actually facing trial at the ICC are extremely unlikely because Russia does not recognize the court or extradite its citizens. Still, this will impact Putin's status in the world. Reports say he will not be able to travel to a lot of countries now since any of the ICC's 123 member states could arrest him. Russia dismissed the warrant right away, calling the court's move outrageous and unacceptable. And Russian President Putin made a surprise visit to the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol that was taken over by Russian forces after one of the longest and bloodiest battles of the war so far. This is believed to be Putin's first trip to newly occupied Ukrainian territory. He drove around the city at night and met with top Russian military commanders. It's the biggest banking deal in years. Financial giant UBS is buying out its longtime rival, Credit Suisse. The Wall Street Journal says this is the first mega merger of systemically important global banks since the 2008 financial crisis. The deal is worth almost $3.25 billion, which is actually a small fraction of what Credit Suisse was worth even just last week. And this deal was orchestrated by Swiss regulators in hopes of avoiding more turmoil in the global banking system. Remember, Credit Suisse had already planned to borrow up to 50 billion francs from the Swiss central bank. But that still did not seem to convince investors and the bank's customers that things were stable, especially after two banks failed in the U.S., too. So Switzerland's government urged the combo of the two biggest and best-known Swiss banks and let it go through even without shareholder approval. Then, soon after news of that deal, six of the world's central banks announced moves to keep American dollars flowing. We're talking about the Federal Reserve here in the U.S., as well as the banks of England, Japan, Canada, and more. Basically, instead of borrowing on the open market, banks around the world will now be able to get U.S. dollars directly from their central banks every day. And they'll all borrow from the U.S. Fed. This arrangement was used during the 2008 financial crisis and again at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now it's lasting through at least the end of next month. Wyoming recently became the first state in the country to outlaw what's commonly known as the abortion pill. Officially, it's called mifepristone. It can cause an abortion in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy if it's taken with another drug. It's been on the market for 23 years and is the most common method for ending pregnancies. The pills are already banned in 13 states that have blanket bans on all forms of abortion, and 15 other states have limited access to abortion pills. But until now, no state has passed a law specifically banning them on their own. The ban is set to go into effect this summer, though that could be delayed since abortion advocates are now considering legal action against Wyoming. No matter how this plays out, something else could stop women from being able to access these abortion pills, too. It's a federal case playing out in Texas right now. A federal judge is expected to order the FDA to actually withdraw its approval of the drug, which will likely lead to a lengthy appeals process. Stay tuned. California is bracing for yet another series of strong storms. The National Weather Service is forecasting heavy rain in central and southern California through tomorrow, as well as strong winds and the possibility of flooding. California has even stationed flood rescue teams from Los Angeles County north to Sacramento County. On top of that, about 2 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada, which has already seen more than 50 feet this winter. A good amount of snow is also expected early this week in parts of Utah and Colorado. Much of the rest of the country is pretty cold this morning, too, and there are widespread freeze warnings in the southeast, even though today is supposed to be the official start of spring. The spring equinox happens today, meaning the sun will be directly over the equator this afternoon. And that's the tipping point for when our days will finally have at least as much daylight as darkness. Today, we'll have about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. Then the sun will just keep setting later and later until June. More news is coming up, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. One of the main things I look for in a doctor is that they actually listen to me and answer my questions. Yes, I admit it, I tend to come to appointments with a list of questions. I'm that patient. Maybe it's the journalist in me, but I research and then I write down my questions before pretty much every appointment. And I expect my doctor, within reason, to want to answer them for me. Well, ZocDoc can help in the process of finding quality doctors that will do just that. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them and treat almost every condition under the sun. No more scouring the internet for half-filled-out about pages. ZocDoc offers a guide to a doctor who is patient-reviewed and in your neighborhood. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. It's the latest development in the government's case against TikTok. Several news outlets cite sources who say the U.S. Justice Department is investigating TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, for possibly spying on American citizens. This goes back to ByteDance's own admission from December that employees had gotten the data of certain tech journalists. ByteDance says the people who were involved in that data collecting are no longer working for the company, and it will still cooperate with any official investigation. But this comes at a shaky time for the company. Already, American lawmakers have ramped up calls for action against the widely popular app because of ByteDance's ties to China and national security concerns. And the Biden administration is thinking about a nationwide TikTok ban if ByteDance does not let an American company take over. TikTok CEO is set to testify before Congress later this week. Hollywood is remembering an actor best known for his roles in TV shows like The Wire and Bosch, as well as the John Wick movie franchise. Lance Reddick's representatives say he died of natural causes over the weekend at 60 years old. Since then, tributes have come in from many of his co-stars, like Halle Berry, Idris Elba, Keanu Reeves, Viola Davis, and Ben Stiller. Reddick's wife then took to his Instagram account to thank everyone for their overwhelming love, support, and beautiful stories. Fans will still be able to see some of his latest work soon. He's in the remake of White Men Can't Jump coming out in May, a Netflix biopic about former Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm, and more. Even with a new superhero movie out, it was a slow weekend at theaters. The Shazam sequel made $30.5 million in the U.S. and Canada. Considering that it cost at least $110 million to produce before marketing, that's considered a box office bomb. It's one of the worst debuts for a DC superhero movie. Reports say family movies in general aren't doing so well since it's just a tough demographic right now. But we'll see if that impacts other superhero sequels later this year. Two of the most anticipated upcoming movies are Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, both coming out this summer. Brackets all over the country are already busted. The first two rounds of March Madness delivered some major upsets. For example, number one seed Purdue was knocked out by 16 seed Fairleigh Dickinson. That's only the second time in NCAA men's tournament history that a number 16 defeated a number one. And this time, the NCAA says only 2.4% of people who completed the bracket challenge predicted it. But that wasn't the only surprise. Number two seed Arizona got upset by number 15 seed Princeton. And number one seed Kansas lost to number eight Arkansas. Next up comes the Sweet 16, which starts on Thursday. That's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a quick message from our sponsor. Have you heard of Optimal Living Daily yet? This is a podcast that's always in the top charts for good reason. It's a simple idea, really. The host, Justin, who's an award-winning audiobook narrator, gets permission from the most popular online writers and reads their best articles for you. A little bit like an audiobook, but a short article every day to add some positivity, inspiration, and motivation in your life, and ultimately, more happiness, helping you learn and grow. Check it out and subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. It's called Optimal Living Daily. Now back to Money Monday. So it turns out even some Americans who are making six-figure salaries are living paycheck to paycheck, and others can stretch their dollars way further. But it all depends on where they live. A new cost of living study by financial technology company Smart Asset broke it all down. It considered state and local taxes, local living costs, and the effects of inflation to see which cities were the most and least expensive to live. It says a $100,000 salary in New York City leaves workers with what feels like $36,000. On the other side of the rankings, Memphis, Tennessee is where the dollar stretches the furthest. The study says for people there who make $100K, the takeaway value is more like $86,000. As far as the rest of the rankings go, 7 out of the 10 most cost-effective places are in Texas. The others, St. Louis, Oklahoma City, and as we mentioned, Memphis. On the other hand, people in New York City, Honolulu, and San Francisco all apparently have take-home pay that totals less than $40,000. The rest of the top places where paychecks don't go as far are Washington, D.C., Boston, Seattle, and four other cities in California. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.